This news update's being brought to you by Thumb Bank and Trust, community strong since 1895. Stop into one of their offices today. And Ashley Home Storm Bad Acts. Ashley, this is home. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news. From Huron County District Courthouse, a legal drama unfolds for Brian Robert Martin, already navigating complexities probation for a prior OWI felony. Martin was arraigned on two new high-stakes charges, illegal possession of a firearm and ammunition. Prosecutors allege Martin designated a prohibited person due to his past operating while intoxicated conviction, was found with weapons he was legally barred from owning. This isn't just procedural step, it's a deepening legal quagmire for Martin, who appeared via Zoom from the Huron County Jail. Despite his attorney's plea for a no-cash bond, citing employment and community ties, the visiting Judge Prill set bail at $5,000, 10%, with strict conditions. Those conditions, not just standard, but all existing probation terms existing and effectively doubling down on supervision. Martin faces a pretrial conference on March 26 with a preliminary exam slated for April 10th, a date pushed back just one day due to Good Friday holiday, a waiver he personally confirmed under oath. The stakes are high. Each felony carries up 5 years in prison and a $5,000 fine, plus mandatory forfeiture of any weapons. Martin now awaits a new court-appointed attorney, Elizabeth Weisenbach, as he navigates this complex legal landscape. Message from the bench was clear. Compliance is non-negotiable. And Genesee County Animal Control is officially rebranded, now stepping forward under a new name, Genesee County Animal Care. While the change takes effect immediately, you may still see the old name on buildings and materials for now as updates roll out gradually, but officials say it's not just a cosmetic tweak, it's a reflection of something deeper. Director Jay Parker says the word control has long carried a harsh image that doesn't match what his team actually does day in and day out. Instead of enforcement, the focus is on compassion, helping lost pets find their way home, caring for animals' need, and connecting them with new families through adoption. As a no-kill shelter, the agency says its priority is creating positive outcomes for both animals and the people who love them. Genesee County isn't alone. All across the country, more agencies are embracing the term animal care to better capture a mission centered on service, treatment, and second chances. It may be a new name, but for many, a clear picture of the heart behind the work. And in Lansing, a bipartisan effort's aiming to ease one of life's most difficult moments, losing a loved one. Governor Gretchen Whitmer signed two bills designed to cut through the red tape that often delays funeral arrangements and critical paperwork after a death. The changes are meant to bring faster answers and a little less stress to grieving Michigan families. Under the new laws, death certificates may now be filed within 48 hours, using a secure online system through the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. That faster turnaround can make a big difference when families are trying to move forward with burials, insurance claims, and estate matters. Lawmakers behind the bill say the goal is simple: remove unnecessary hurdles during an already painful time. One measure updates how medical professionals certify deaths, moving the process online and making it easier for funeral directors to do their part. The other loosens outdated rules, allowing more qualified physicians, not just county medical examiners, to sign off on death certificates. Governor Gretchen Whitmer says it's about showing compassion through action, making sure the state isn't adding to the burden when families are already facing heartbreak. Supporters on both sides of the aisles agree. When time matters most, government should work faster with families, not against them. And we'll return right after this word from our sponsor.
Your home is one of the most important investments you'll make. At Thumb Bank and Trust, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Hi, this is Heather Drabeck, mortgage lender at Thumb Bank and Trust. Whether you're buying your first house, refinancing to save money, or building the home you've always dreamed of, our mortgage team is here to help. We offer fixed-rate mortgages, construction loans, and options designed to meet you where you are. Looking to update your kitchen, add a garage, or finally tackle that home improvement list? We also offer home equity loans and lines of credit, giving you access to the equity you've built at a rate you can feel good about. At Thumb Bank and Trust, we keep your loan local. That means local decisions, local service, and a team that knows your community, because we're part of it. Stop by one of our branches or visit thumb.bank to learn more. Thumb Bank and Trust, community strong since 1895.
Heather Drabeck, NMLS number 758504. Thumb Bank and Trust, NMLS number 462637. An equal housing lender and member FDIC. Loans are subject to credit approval.
And we're back with more news. The Trump administration has begun deploying Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents to airports to assist with the security. This move aims to alleviate massive traveler backlogs caused by severe TSA staffing shortages. The shortages stem from the ongoing Department of Homeland Security shutdown, leaving many agents working without pay. Border Czar Tom Homan stated the deployment's temporary measure to augment security and speed up processing lines. A 48-hour deadline issued by the U.S. for Iran to reopen Strait of Hormuz expires tonight. Iranian officials have responded by stating the strait is technically open, but insurers and shipping companies remain too fearful to enter. Tensions are at an all-time high as Iran warns it will irreversibly destroy regional energy and desalination infrastructure if its own power plants are attacked. The blockade has currently stopped nearly all tanker traffic in the Persian Gulf. And that's been a look at your news brought to you by Thumb Bank and Trust. Community strong since 1895. Stop into one of their offices today. In Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home.
It's the Ashley Anniversary Sale, celebrating over 80 years of making homes great. Take up to 25% off store-wide for a limited time. We have hot buys you don't want to miss. We're talking hot buy power reclining furniture, a hot buy queen bed frame for $399, and be sure to check out our floor model specials that are priced to go. Plus, take up to 40% off accessories. Ashley started as a small operation specializing in wooden occasional furniture. Now more than 80 years later, we offer everything to transform your space. Bedroom sets, dining sets, recliners, sofas, love seats, sectionals, lift chairs, and more. Plus, Ashley has a full sleep gallery stocked with all major mattress brands. And you can make your upgrade more affordable than ever with no interest until 2031. Ask us how? Shop the Ashley Anniversary Sale going on now at Ashley and Bad Axe. Exclusions apply. Ashley and Bad Axe is locally owned and operated.
So who's got the stock? Ashley Home Store has the furniture and mattresses you need, ready for you to take home today. This is Matt Schultz. Let me show you our selection. Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe, this is home.
The North End of Bad Axe is a great place to shop and do business. Some of our fine North End retailers include Ashley Home Store and Mackenzie Jewelers.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.